Welcome everybody to the Blue Skies Dronecast. Now this is a bonus episode actually, and almost maybe a public service announcement, I suppose, really. And it's all to do with the CAA's email about extending the provisions for legacy and transitional aircraft, I guess. So hopefully you've all probably heard about this, and me and Adam are going to have a quick chat about what they're basically asking and which way should you go, I suppose. Is that about right, Adam?
That's about right.
Great. Okay, then, cool. So we've got the link, obviously, to the questionnaire, I suppose, really, that they're going to ask us to fill in, or they are asking us to fill in. And we'll drop that in the podcast description. So what is this all about, Adam, I guess? We probably just need to briefly mention in case people haven't heard.
Okay, so if you've been, you know, burying your head in the sand, you should be aware that at the end of this year, so the end of 2022, the legacy transition provisions end. So this is for drones that were placed on the market before 2023. So this is the likes of your DJI Mavic 2s, your DJI Mavic 3s, your Inspire 2, you know, any drone, any drone you own now actually is legacy.
Yeah.
Now, this is where this A2C of C fits in, the A2 certificate of competency. So if you own, if you have done that course and you have that certificate, you're able to fly sub 2 kilogram drones in built up areas closer to people. Without that, you should be in rural areas in the A3 subcategory. Now, this all ends at the end of this year. Currently, that is set in law. At the end of this year, you'll only be able to fly your legacy drones in the A3 subcategory, apart from the sub 250 gram drones. You can continue to fly them indefinitely.
Yes.
But this is the key thing. Now, what's happened is you may have heard, I think it was about a month ago now, it might be 2 months now, that the European Commission have extended the legacy transition period for, I think it's another year. I think they've extended it by 12 months. The reason being that they basically said that nothing's kind of in place yet. They're not ready to go ahead. Maybe this was because of the pandemic, you know, whatever's happened. Either way, they've decided, actually, we need more time. So they've extended it. Now, because we're no longer a part of the European Union, we are not directly affected by any changes of their legislation. Thankfully, and this is what we've been waiting for, there's now a consultation happening for the UK to extend our own provisions, our own transitional provisions. Now, if you don't sign up to the CAA Skywise, you might not be aware of this, or if, you know, if you're not in drone groups, it's probably done the rounds there. But if you sign up to the CAA Skywise, actually, it's worth signing up to. You can just select drones, and any new information that comes out about drones from the CA will be dropped in your email. And this is how we knew about it. Straight away, it landed in all our inboxes. So there's this big consultation that's happening where they're basically saying, should we extend the provisions? Because basically, we haven't got everything in place in the UK. And how long should we extend it for? Which is great. You know, they're basically not saying, oh, we're going to extend it by this much. They're saying, what do you want?
That's it, exactly. Yeah, so I think that's kind of even better to a certain extent, isn't it? You know, we I think we've got the options of 12 months, 24 months, or more than 24 months. So, so that's it. So I think the main thing really is for everyone to jump on the form and actually fill it in and get it done, actually, because then it gives them a lot more information. It sort of hopefully reinforces what we all think, because I imagine we all probably want to extend it. I know we'll probably just briefly mention the reasons and sort of why we've decided or gone that route, I suppose, as UAV Hub, I suppose. And the main thing is just to get a lot of data, I think, from the public. So follow the link in the podcast description. A very simple couple of page form to fill in online, and that's pretty much all you need to do, realistically. So that's the kind of the headline subject is get the form filled in. How long, I suppose, kind of depends on what you think's happening. But I think me and Adam and UAV Hub, we think actually it would be nice if they had kind of another option to make it indefinite, actually, because and Adam will kind of talk through the thought process, is that, you know, realistically, it doesn't really matter, because eventually people will buy these new drones when they exist. It's just setting a time limit kind of makes people then think they have to upgrade, when actually, if they're happy with the permissions and the distances they've already got with the legacy stuff, then why can't they just use that indefinitely? Because the drone isn't going to get any more safe or any less safe, is it? Is that, that's basically it, isn't it, Adam, I suppose?
Yeah, I mean, personally, I would say if we could, if they could make it indefinite for legacy drones, it'll certainly help the industry out. Because, I mean, if you think, for drones between 500 grams to 2 kilograms with an A2 CFC, yes, you can fly it in built-up areas, but you still need to stay 50 metres away from uninvolved people. Now, 50 metres is still a big distance, and there's no overflight. So I would say, actually, that's great. You know, let's keep that. Let's not make it a transitional. Let's just
keep it. It's not
going to
change, is it? Yeah.
No. Mm. And then when certified drones finally hit the market, you know, you, for those C2 drones, we'll be able to get them down to 5 metres in low speed or 30 metres in normal speed. But, you know, if you've still got your Mavic 2 Pro, why can't I still continue to fly that safely 50 metres away from people?
Rather than being forced to upgrade, it's almost like, well, if you want better permissions, upgrade. And I reckon then, once these aircraft are on the market, because people aren't being forced to do it, they probably will do it anyway. That's probably what I would do.
And if you think about the life cycle of drones, if you think back now, you know, when was the Phantom 2 released? Go on, Tom.
Oh, God. I don't know. 8 years ago, 7 or 8, I think, something like that, I should think, yeah.
Would you say you're still flying a Phantom 2?
I would say, no, Adam, I'm definitely not. It's awful.
I mean, I suppose...
No offence to anyone,
it's awful, but,
who's flying
but in
it.
Terms of, but in terms of batteries, you know, you're lucky now to get... You know, the batteries by now, I'd say most of them have probably degraded quite badly. I mean, yes, the flight times were a lot shorter then than they are now, but, you know... Most batteries do start, if you're using them regularly, they're going to start wearing out eventually. Mm. Most people don't keep on top of, you know, absolute perfecting charging. No. So the life cycle, yeah, within 4 to 5 years, I would say the majority of people are not going to be flying Mavic Pros, Mavic 2 Pros.
No.
So why not just make it indefinite, or make it 5-6 years? Because by then, nobody's going to be flying these older drones, or at least the majority of people won't be. By then, we'll all be flying certified drones, and there won't be this awkward, like, oh, there's a cutoff date. Ooh.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Yes, yeah, for sure.
2 years is far too short.
Yeah. There'll be a natural progression, and I think that's ultimately what, you know, is the most important, I think, really, because, you know, it'll naturally mean that people will just move to safer drones. Well, then now they can fly closer to stuff because they are safer, so it's fine. So,
I mean, I look at it a bit like, you know, the transition over to electric vehicles now. You know, the government's now putting in a ban on the sale of
new
combustion engines.
Yeah, yeah.
But you could still continue to drive your car beyond that. It'll just get to a point where I won't be able to drive a car because I've got nothing to put into it.
Yeah, exactly. And it'll be a natural progression to the next thing, won't it then? I think, yeah, that's actually quite a clever way of looking at it, actually. Yeah, I like that. That's good. So I think it's up to you, obviously, how you fill it in. But I would say the longer the better, realistically. And I think as long as people want to extend it for at least a year, I would start to think that it is going to be extended, I imagine, unless the whole public and the whole of the UK think totally differently, which I'm struggling to think, but, you know, I don't know. So it'll be interesting to see how it goes. But the other bit of information, I suppose, before we kind of disappear, is to make sure that it is filled in. And there is a cutoff date, isn't there? And I'm frantically scrolling through my PDF now. Is it the 13th of May? Was that what it was?
Close. Yeah, it closes the 13th of May. So you've only got... Okay. Just over two and a half weeks from today. We're shooting this 25th of April 2022, so you've got until the 13th of May. Get on there. It's a very short form. Most of it is yes, no, I don't know, and there's a comment section as well where you can put in some details, put in your reasoning. Yeah, we've just given you some reasons why we think it should be extended. You know, put your own opinions down. The CA will take all that on board, and hopefully we'll get a common sense approach at the end of it. Whether it is, you know, they'll say, actually, it's a good that we'll do it indefinitely because that makes sense. Or they'll go, okay, well, we'll give you 3 years. You know, we'll give you 3 years. By then, I think 3 years from now, not too unreasonable. I'd like to see longer. 3 years is quite nice. I personally wouldn't go 12 months. I don't think that's enough, again.
No.
But that's down to you to fill that in based on your opinion.
That's it, yeah. And hopefully we'll be back in a couple of weeks or 3 weeks maybe with another episode saying, they've done it and it's this. And then we can all be happy. I don't know, we'll see.
I mean, this is only consultation, so then it'll have to go through to the government.
The government,
for it to be put in law of what the changes will be. So this won't be a quick... This probably won't be a couple of weeks, unfortunately.
No, but... sorry, I should have thought that.
But
by,
you know,
Christmas, we might know, I
maybe
suppose.
By... Hopefully, that's it. Knowing most things that happen in the UK, we'll know by Christmas.
Yeah, that's it. Cool. That was basically the subject for this. A little short episode, just to make you aware. So I think that's covered everything, Adam, hasn't it? I think when we'll bid you farewell once again. This is obviously an extra episode. So if you're still waiting for one that's going to appear on the Wednesday, obviously that will still appear as normal. So, if you have been listening, thank you very much. And we'll see you in the next proper episode, I guess. Yeah, thanks a lot. And thanks to you, Adam, as well.
Cheers, Tom.